This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. I mean, she did put on a good show, didn't she?
Which show? I went twice.
I love her. I'm jealous.
I saw this same tour at the Well here in Greenville and then Charlotte.
Wow. What a pretty lady.
My baby mama. I mean, I was married to her then too, but she loves Cher. And I've been told my love language is giving gifts, which I don't know that that's a good love language. The more that I think about that.
High expectations after a while.
Yeah, but they're thoughtful gifts. They're not just ordering bullcrap or, you know, oh, here's this. But it's like,
you
like
listen.
I never have to ask anybody what to get them for their birthday or Christmas because I listen. I make mental notes of things.
Oh, I'm a big Amazon list guy. I'm like, if you got a list, put it on there.
Show me, just connect me to your wish list. And
just like you're one of those internet whores, give me your Amazon wish list.
Grace's mom was really into Cher, and then finally she came out with the new album and stuff, and I made a spectacle out of it. We were at my parents' house, and I was giving her birthday gift, and I played this song as I was giving her the huge box, a box yay big, like whatever that is, 16 by 20 or so. And she opened it, and inside was the envelope with the tickets to the concert. But I'm playing this song in front of my parents.
The old Diddy's like,
sweet.
What are you doing, Matthew? Unless he knew all the words, that would be more surprising. Do you believe in life after love?
I think actually he made a sunny joke about skiing, something like that. Way to kind of shake it up a little bit. It's like, God, I felt kind of like gay when I was doing that. I was like, here's your Christmas, here's your birthday present. And I'm probably doing a little shoulder shimmy when I'm presenting it to her.
That's got to be quite a sight to see, like, you know, that much gayness at once, like in a good way.
The concert was oddly very good. I mean, it really was. That was just her thing when she was younger and her mom played it for her and stuff. And then, you know, she didn't share it in tour for a long time. And then she came out with this banger.
A legend. You
so
gotta
pretty.
At least see, you know, just who she is.
I'd go see Cher.
Oh, is that what you want for your birthday? Because the music's already playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I don't think she's on tour, though, so I'm sorry.
No.
Plus, Cher on tour now, tickets probably be like $1,500 starting.
The young boyfriend.
Like, the revolution that needs to happen in this country is against concert tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was like taken up in Congress, right? They were
much.
I'm going to address the fees.
Not even the fees.
The ridiculousness.
Everything. And it's not, this is more than just inflation. This is people like bending their fans over. And many of you would pay them to do that, but I mean in a pocketbook kind of way, in your bank account.
There are artists that complain about that and try to change it too.
Well,
and it just...
those artists should that really care, I think, are just saving face because they love the money. They should just say, well, we're going to fire our management. We're going to do like, it's an awful example to use, but Louis C.K.
Yep.
He did his own comedy tour. He sold the tickets himself online.
He'll sell the specials for like $5 a piece or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, I handle all that stuff. I make it so cheap. Now, he's not a great example to use because, you know,
He's not the nicest person sometimes.
There were assaults of sorts and stuff.
He tugs himself too much in front of people. Right. But, you know, Metallica, just they got no problems admitting they went straight to the secondary market with leftover tickets, which don't happen much anymore because, you know, they sell out a lot everywhere, but those tickets are ridiculous.
But when you're like, when there's a 10,000 seat place and you're charging, I mean, I don't know. Especially when it's not a full band, it's just somebody up there, like, what's the girl's name? I never remember her name right. But I watch, and this is why I hate Instagram. Listen to me whining. It's you'll watch one video, you'll click on a video like, who is this? And then next thing you know, your whole feed's going to be, gosh.
They peg you with it.
Espresso, that girl.
Peg you down with it. Oh, you're talking about...
Carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a nice butt, by the way.
Still does.
When I go back and research.
Still does. Every day I see it pop up.
She's a little bitty woman. I didn't realize, you know, she
had a little tiny thing. Only when you see her standing beside Taylor Swift do you realize, like, holy moly, that girl is tiny.
Yep.
That's got to be tough to be like a tiny little petite woman like that.
Plus, you got no collectibles anymore, man. What are you going to put on your corkboard? You got no concert stuff, you know?
Print out screenshots.
Yeah, I guess. You almost feel like you have to make it worth your while to go to a sporting event and not a concert.
I have an 8x10. I did it. I gave it to myself. I mean, I had it. I made it myself at CVS. I had an 8x10 made out of the time Kanye West called me a dickhead on Instagram. Because that's just one of the coolest. Yeah, it's in my office. It's a he was 5, 6, 7 years ago. He was doing when he I guess he was going harder into Yeezy in fashion and stuff, and he was like, we'll talk about bad examples to use, but I have printed out Kanye West social media hanging in my home. It's not none of the recent stuff, I assure you.
Do you think his cousin has the same thing?
He's got the original laptop.
He's like, look, you don't believe me here. He said it himself.
But it's like, hey, tag me in your picture and I will rate your outfit or whatever. And I was like, this will be fun. So I was at some charity thing, and I was wearing a tuxedo, and I was doing kind of a stupid pose, like, you know, I was, what's the meme where it's Leonardo DiCaprio and he's doing the tipping of the glass?
Oh yeah,
is that from Django?
Gatsby, I think, right?
Okay, Gatsby. So I'm kind of like doing that in the thing, and his comment was, "Look at this dickhead," and I have that forever. I was like, you know, I mean, that's like, it's like when Arn Anderson flipped me off when I was a kid. It's like, that was awesome. I'm scared, but that was awesome.
Was that the event where you peed beside Greg Olson?
No.
Oh, you made it then.
Yeah. No, that was the event. I think Rob Inario and I were the only celebrities here that night.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man.
It was
that's fun.
American Red Cross Gala.
Oh, that's so good.
Did you dance?
I danced with Rob and embarrassed him greatly.
What'd you do?
Not supposed to dagger.
Because he was out there on the floor waiting for Brittany to walk out.
Name drop.
And I was doing this not for Brittany, but for the woman that I was with. And so one of them started videoing it, and I just got up behind Rob and started doing the air pump without his knowledge. And I was wearing shoes that night that it would have been believable. That was not a good look on me. They were studded loafers.
Is it one of those somebody talked you into?
I don't know. They're literally studded loafers. Imagine, like studded, like. Like Rob Zombie going to prom or something. Like freaking goofy looking to an American Red Cross thing.
Like a Florida Lee or something.
The hell?
Shoes.
Stupid looking things. I still got them. I'll wear them in here tomorrow. Monday. Remind me. Where am I? Is it okay to say gay shoes? I mean, they look very gay. Just look very gay. There's a look to them. They look gay.
It's gay awesome shoes. To call them gay shoes.
I mean, they just, yeah. They just look kind of not very masculine, but also like, but if you think about it, like the Road Warriors themselves, the great wrestling tag team, before they became the Legion of Doom, when they were painting their face and wearing shoulder pads, football shoulder pads with big spikes coming off of them, that kind of looked gay. I mean, it kind of looked a little gay.
But nobody was going to tell them that.
Little village people gay. You know what I mean?
No, you weren't going to tell a drug-fueled hawk.
Or animal. Or even Precious Paul.
Oh, no, not Paul.
Paige, you remember Precious Paul.
Sure.
Yeah.
Paul.
That guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it all just, it's just wild. There's nothing worse than looking back at old pictures of yourself and like, God bless.
What was I thinking?
What was this? I mean, I'm not talking about some from like 2024.
I know one that kind of bugged you for a while there because they wrapped a station vehicle.
Oh, dude, you were, let me tell you, let me give you the best compliment ever. You read my mind like no other, and that's scary.
That's why I talk about
penis
so much.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. And I was wearing them reader glasses, and I'm wearing a sweater with a collared shirt coming out of the top. Uh-huh. Like, that ain't me.
The best.
No, but like at that time, you know, you were trying to, you know, like.
See, you've said that before, and that irritates me. I was not dressing to impress that girl.
I feel like you were trying to, not really accommodate her, but, you know, kind of.
I was trying to
be open-minded, maybe.
Like, because I was working a job where I was just wearing T-shirts and shorts to work every day, and I was like, I don't feel very professional.
Okay.
I don't know. And I was like.
I don't either.
I got to, like.
That was your style then. People change.
Might have been worth it at the time to, you know, kind of see what all the girl was working with.
Oh, Jesus.
You're like, okay, I'll wear this. That's fine.
Yeah, well.
At least for a little bit.
She was working with a lot here and not much up there, you know.
I've never really done that for a guy. Like, started dressing
bulk
like
stud.
Did.
Oh, I wasn't dressed. She didn't wear sweaters with collared shirts.
Like, you know,
she was a.
There are things that I'd wanted to take away from my husband's wardrobe, and like this one tie-dyed shirt kept disappearing, and he'd get it back for me because I
tie-dyed. You take his Dudley Boy shirt from me.
I would because I go through. Well, I used to. Now I'm a. I hoard things because I don't.
Hoard.
I don't want to go through those.
Hoard. Boxes.
Well, it just upsets me, you know. You
hoarding.
I just don't want to see their things. People that have passed.
You want to see mine?
But I used to like. Thing? I used to like take things to because I
you
worked.
See my thing. You know, we gotta get a breakthrough.
I worked at a charity, so
I'm serious.
I weed out clothes all the time.
Paige, tell them we'll be back.
I never
right
stole
after
those clothes.
Tell them though.
We will be back right after this.
Thank you, Paige. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
God, man. You listen to this and you feel like you're doing like drugs in an 80s movie somewhere in a nice, cool suit.
I think we should remind people, Paige, when it's Fat Boys Rejoin Week, that he is a happily married man. Believe it or not.
Find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
To a woman he's married.
To a woman.
A beautiful woman.
Because they don't let you marry dudes.
Sometimes I say she's a lucky woman.
Well, stay why? Home. Damn right. You gotta, gotta keep that perspective going.
I knew you would
say that. I'm just playing my role in this little bit.
I know. Why would you say such a thing?
So you're lucky I'm coming home now.
Where you get lost?
I'm Radio's Fat Boy. Let's go.
Player.
Who originally did this song?
That
you will not hear on the podcast.
This is Pet Shop Boys. This is my favorite version.
Elvis?
Yeah.
Did somebody do it before Elvis, though?
You're always on my mind. What?
Dude, why? Willie? Did Willie do it, too?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I remember
was
doing
Willie this before Elvis?
Maybe,
Was he?
I don't know. All I remember is Elvis.
Maybe Willie had it, and Elvis was like, hey, man. King needs a hit, baby. Let me get that one from you, Willie.
I always thought that he wrote this about Priscilla.
I don't know, like, what it means. Like, who it's about.
You were always on my mind. That's what it means.
He loved Priscilla Presley. Even though he didn't treat her too nicely.
Maybe the king had it first. God, how many people tried to go to Priscilla when she was at Comic-Con and say, hey, what was the king really like?
What was he really like?
What was the king like? Oh, tell gosh. Us.
Damn, why is this so hard to find? Everything else is like always in your face. I'm just getting a bunch of ads now for memory loss pills and...
That's yours.
Chris Christopherson, maybe he was involved in it.
Oh, maybe
I could use that, the memory loss pills.
Let me tell you this. All right, screw it. Let's just say 1972 for fun, just to give some finality to this. I hate looking for something and not being able to find it. And don't make ding-a-ling jokes either. It's not funny. Yeah, Willie Nelson's didn't come out till 95.
95?
Yeah, so yeah, Elvis way back before that.
I knew I did it first.
Thank you.
Thank you, Willie.
I was just, we were talking off the air. It's like, man, it has been a week since my mama's funeral. Like, that is unbelievable. Like, that feels like 2 days ago. Like, you ever get into this phase where you're like, not that your life's on a fast forward, not like Paige being so busy, but just like...
foolish.
Like, COVID was definitely that way. Like, that was the fastest 2 years of my life.
I don't even remember parts of COVID. Like, it should have. I blacked it out.
Like, I'm not even being like... I mean, to some of you, I sound stupid and silly all the time, but today especially, like, I've said that to many people, like, and full-size people as well. Like, what that time period, like, it should have felt long and drawn out because you didn't go anywhere. You didn't do anything. You did hobbies. You made Fat Boy started knitting coasters or whatever it is over there.
Yeah,
like, it should have been long and drawn out, but it was like, and this past week's been that same thing. Like,
yeah, because last weekend's, you know, when I found out, and we're already coming up on a week, and look what all has happened.
Hey, what if time ended a long time ago and we're just like playing this repeated thing in our head? This, you know, we talk about everything's a reboot now, and everything's just like
same seven stories, you know, like you said,
have been told. Same seven stories, cars being rebooted, radio, TV shows being rebooted. There's no new nothing. And even you find out about electric cars, like, oh, they've been around since 1898.
Like, how do you personally?
I don't have an explanation for it. I'm being real serious right now, too.
Yeah, I don't know how you step back from it and just kind of, like, try to get it to slow down.
Do you meditate at all?
No.
Well, I recommend it. Even if it's for 10 minutes.
I would definitely fall asleep if I tried.
Oh, it's good to just shut your mind down and just kind of...
And then remember, and Tim Looper said this many times, it sounds so silly, but you remember how to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a weird thing to say. Well, how'd you forget? Well, it's just like the... taking it all in, but I swear, like, it feels like a big... like the movie Click with Adam Sandler. It seems like that's very real.
I got to go back and like, yeah, because I forget about that one too. But you want to pause time.
Pause time or like, oh gosh, I can't wait. See, we get through this thing of like, what's the big thing you're looking forward to right now, Paige?
Graduation.
Okay. Damn it.
From Bush School?
Okay. Vacation.
Vacation. Well, we just took one. But like
lunch. I'll say lunch.
Fat Boy probably would say college football, right?
Yeah, so I'll say that.
In your mind, more you've lunch. Already fast-forwarded through summer and spring. You're just like, I just can't wait for that.
Yeah, fall, I'm like that, though.
We're like, oh, I can't wait for Christmas. Can't wait for the new year to go on my diet. Oh, it's cold now. I can't wait for spring. We always can't wait for something.
I'm and the forward-looking person. Like, oh, always what's next.
And you're kind of like taught to think that way. Like that's what gets us through the week is the weekend.
Yeah, and I get you like weather because you're over winter and you want spring to get here. When you're spring, you're like, oh, I wish it's summer so I can wear shorts. And
but then you look back and like, where did that time go?
See, that in my case, I can't look back because I don't remember. Because I'm always so forward, go ahead. I don't remember a lot. This happened.
Yeah, seasons blur.
You can give me a year, and I couldn't tell you what happened in that year. 2021 to 2013, like I couldn't tell you.
Lent.
No, I was going to say landmarks. I think of landmarks.
I just don't remember things.
But like, that doesn't mean that you didn't do anything remarkable or whatever that year. It just means like the years after or prior, you maybe did more that sticks out.
Yeah, it's just there's nothing really to look back on because you can't pinpoint a starting point.
I have 3 years of my 20s that I can't tell you any major anythings, even from like world history.
I can't either.
That was my pin.
Like big world events.
So that chair.
In your situation now, when we're a week later.
Yeah.
If you, this is, I guess in general.
I feel crazy right now.
Well, I was going to say, if you haven't heard from anybody yet, nobody in like specifically, but like in general, is it kind of too little too late at this point? I'm not saying you'd write them off.
No, but. Like I found out this is, and I appreciate that because that opened up a door to say this. Like someone had, and I, you know, quite frankly, I don't know the person, but they commented on the thing about my mom and said, you know, Stephen died. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't recognize the person's name. So I responded with question mark.
Yeah.
And it's my buddy Stephen Payne from high school.
Oh, no.
Remember we always talked about the Payne boys?
Yeah.
Jenny and Stephen and Jack. And Stephen Payne, he died 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, he had cancer really bad.
That's awful.
I was like, gosh, I should have reached out to the family, you know, or said something to...
How would you have even known?
I'm not for any particular reason. I'm just not, like, connected to them on, like, social media. So, you know, that's where we think, like, and I'm the same way. A lot of people aren't like this, but some are, where you're like, all right, you knew about it. You should have said something, blah, blah, blah. But then a lot of times, you just...
I understand that part of it.
Like, I haven't been on... I've been on social media this week for two reasons. One's this job. The other one was to still try to respond to comments. And that is... People get it. I'm trying to do it for myself.
It's a daunting task.
People get it. Like, you know...
Yeah, so many comments.
Yeah, but like I'm going to literally, because that's one thing, not one thing, but that's the thing about her. She was big on thank you cards and thanking people and whatever. And I'm like, I'm going to like, yeah, I mean, but it's hard to do. Like I turn such a bitch, and I ain't mean that toward women either, like bitch men or women.
That's all I took it.
Where I just, well, you take it like a woman. Where
which we are now.
Yeah, I got the videos.
Uh-oh.
Where you just kind of sit there and say, God, man, this is...
Okay, what about the flip side of that? Are you surprised, you don't have to say, that you haven't heard from people that maybe you thought you would have heard from?
And see, that's the devil. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's where... Again, we have all this outpouring of positivity and goodness, but then for some reason the mind or whatever starts going, well, I ain't heard from so and so. That's some bull crap. And then you start resonating on that more than you do all the good over here.
But maybe it's the weeding out process too, so maybe that's good.
Well, that or like, you know, it's just like what I believe I said this the other day, like, even if you don't really, you scroll through your stuff, you see somebody has a loss or whatever, even if you didn't know the person, taking 2 seconds to say something, even thoughts and prayers, or sorry for your loss. Like, people don't know what to say. They don't know what to say. I've seen every derivative of that phrase the past week. People don't know what to say. And then you'll have some that, and I've said this to people, there's nothing I can say right now that's going to make you feel any better, blah, blah, blah. That means a lot for even saying that, because you're just being completely transparent, saying, I don't know what to say, but I feel your loss.
Just the acknowledgement.
Yes, just acknowledgement. But no, I don't, you know, that's the worst way to think about it. I mean, it really is. But some of that has been creeping in. You know it has. I told you about one, you ass.
Yeah.
But so it's
kind of curious to see how that plays out.
You know what? I say, well, maybe, you know, and this is, by the way, let me point this out. This is not an ex we're talking about or anything. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to seem like that or whatever. But it's like, wow.
Because I'm the other way now. I'm kind of vindictive. I ask people straight up why they didn't wish me a happy birthday. I'm like,
they got pages in that way. We weren't able to do a couple of shows last
week.
That sucked.
You know, couldn't help but to notice you forgot to wish me a happy birthday. Is there a reason? Like, did you, you know?
Well, did you wish yourself a happy birthday? Because sometimes if...
Should
I
have.
Because I don't have regular Facebook. I don't know when people's birthdays are, like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I miss that a lot, where I just like... So you have to do that midday thing where you say, you post a picture of yourself opening a gift or blowing out some candles and say, thanks to everyone who wished me a birthday, because that's re-reminding them that it is your birthday.
Oh, that's a good trick.
Yeah. Yeah. Women do that.
I can't do it now because I'm like way over a month later.
Yeah. And also keep, if you want to wish someone else a birthday, keep a good picture of you and them where you look your best. Doesn't matter what they look like.
I got Facebook on the computer and the phone at the same time. So when it says somebody's birthday, I scroll on the computer to see if they wished me a happy birthday. And if they didn't, I go to the next person. I could be psycho, but that's how it is now.
I mean, what
it's
is
my
it?
Process.
Don't water the plants that don't grow for you, or some kind of.
Don't piss on a cactus.
No, is what it was. No. You read that from an ECW sign. You were talking about Cactus Jack, and not Travis Scott either. God, that's a big thing. I referenced Travis Scott or Cactus Jack the other day, and my daughter thought I was talking about Travis Scott. I'm like, no, talking about Mick Foley.
That's why you can't say Catfish Billy. You think you're talking about Yellow Wolf?
Right. All right. Paige, damn you. Well, what's going on in the plants?
We have a list of baby names that are actually hated by grandparents.
Which
is a great list because one of us in the room has one of these names, and someone has an animal named another name. So we
really? It's definitely Fat Boy for the first one and me on the second one.
There's a kid named Banjo running around somewhere.
A kid named Banjo.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and Rise Guys Headlines. Brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's begin with baby names.
Baby names.
And, you know, you may think that you have a great name for your kid, but not everybody does.
If it's a junior, they definitely do.
So there's a study that found that 69% of grandparents think that it's fine for grandparents to give their opinion on their grandchild's name.
It's an opinion. Doesn't mean you have to change it. I always run it through the rhyme filter and also the bully filter of seeing as what could they be called in the future. And
it's very important. They don't do the bully filter.
Well, my parents didn't think it out. With Matthew, you know, shortened to Matt. And then I was a little husky kid. They never looked into the future of bullying. But thank you so much, Stacy. They never thought that it would, he's not going to be a big kid. They would never think of that. Plus, kids ain't mean.
Sure.
They never thought.
Not bullies in high school.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right, so 38% of parents say that it's none of their business.
Is that a quiche?
I think so.
You just brought some food. Didn't say what it was.
None of their business, and 31% of grandparents also agree with that being none of their business.
Hold on. Get a quiche.
Is this quiche? Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Cool. It's quiche.
Thank you.
They want some quiche.
So 15% of parents admit that one of their grandchild's grandparents on their side or an in-law dislikes the grandchild's name. So let's talk about these names that people have that are so disliked.
You said one of us has a close connection to one of these. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
One of us has this name. Okay, we'll begin. We'll begin. I'll go backwards because I don't want.
There's your first.
Who wants to go backwards? Probably heard that yesterday.
You know I'm naughty.
I know it.
All right, Tabitha. I like that name.
Yeah, reminds me of Lord Tabs.
So then there's Sally, Noah, Lindsay, Jack. Now Jack is a great name.
That's a good one.
Especially if your last name is Mayoffer.
Finn. Elijah is a wonderful name.
Elijah is
great. I like that name.
I know two Elijahs.
What if your last name is Me a Little Longer?
You know, Elijah Me a Little Longer?
No, Jack. You know the Me a Little Longers. Yeah, very famous family around here.
Me a Little Longer.
Well, yeah.
They're great. They're a fun family.
They hang out with the Oxaflopins. They vacationed together.
Be a longer time.
I was talking to Mike the other day.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. Or Junior.
I said hello, and he said, "Hey, Matthew, it's Mike." And I'm like, "Mike who?" And he's like, "Mike Oxaflopping." I'm like, "Mike, where have you been?
Where have you been, Mike?
I said, hey. I just heard about your mother, and I wanted to send my condolences for me, that's Mike so nice. Oxaflopping, and all the Oxaflopping's. They're good, hardworking people.
No. Why didn't he send a bouquet so people could have read the card?
Now, Fat Boy, what's the other family name that you said? Because I've heard of them before.
You got the me off a little longer?
Yeah. They're nice people.
Well, if we're having one a competition really there, I nominate the Stitz family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. E. Norma.
Norma. Her first name's Elizabeth. She likes Norman, so she's E. Norma. But the Stitz are, they're good people.
They're good people. Yeah. Someone in that family is a really good cook.
Yeah.
Stitz family.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd probably be Chef Stitz.
Chef Stitz, yeah.
Nice. It's great. Okay, so.
Five star.
Another name that Michelin grandparents hate is Charlotte. That's a good Charity name.
They hate that name?
Yeah.
You don't see it a whole lot. Like, you know, it's some of the lady names like...
lady names.
Myrtle, Hazel, some of the Pearl. You don't see much anymore.
No.
What you would consider old names?
Well, my daughter's name, when her mom approached me with that name, that was my Sunday school teacher's name when I was a kid. And I was the only person I ever knew named Grace. Pride. And that woman was like 80 years old then. So I'm like, that's an old woman name.
Do you know I have relatives that they two little ladies that sat on the porch together. One was named Edith and the other one was Ethel.
Pussy. Oh.
No, I love Edith. So my grandmother was Charlotte Edith.
Well, there's
I could have been Edith Page.
The Batole family, yeah, they have an Edith.
She gave me Charlotte, so... Anyways,
you could have been Edith Page.
I could have.
You would have had to get a couple ribs removed, I think.
I could have.
You could have hung out with
Was anyone else known as Edith Page?
No, nobody else got the Edith, except for my grandmother. She didn't really like that name that much.
The Audubon family. You don't forget about them.
Oh, Lord.
They had an Edith.
Yeah. They did?
Yeah, the Audubon's.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah, they always participate in medieval festivals up there at Furman.
And there were the Buttalots, but was it Etta? Was it Etta?
They're the ones who owned the toy store, except they sold nothing that was made of plush. So they were nothing but plush.
So another name on this list is Aurora.
I don't know any.
I think of Colorado and the Batman movie when I hear that. This is where my mind goes. I hear about a boulder. I don't think about a big rock like Indiana Jones. No. I think of Kobe Bryant.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Very, very sad.
When I hear people saying, "I'm going through the trenches," I'm thinking about trench coats and people shooting up schools.
Or like war movies? Yep.
I mean,
it's crazy the associations we have.
When you hear about a name like Madame Thetis, what do you think about? What comes to mind?
Famous madam.
She was one of the best grandmothers of all time.
Maybe she's a fashionista or something. I don't know. Yeah. The Thetis.
Well, you know, you got her son, Eugene. Eugene, you know, huge.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Huge Thetis.
Rest in peace, by the way. It's 5 years now.
Yeah.
Huge went up that huge stairway in heaven.
Huge passed away from
fumes. Was there a
fumes?
Huge, the first, second, and third?
I don't know if there was a junior or senior.
Trey Huge.
We were doing a bit. Trey Huge? Are you trying to make like a deluge?
I don't know if there was a huge Thitties Junior.
Are you on Whippets? You got the facial expressions right now. Somebody on Whippets. Look at her.
She's
on Whippets.
Did you buy a can of air last night?
I needed to.
She has silver lipstick on. It's weird.
Is there a huge Thetis the third? I don't think so.
Huge Thetis the third? Lord God, did you just realize that was a bit?
Are there three huge Thetis? Might be.
You know, she does keep asking us for the Dixon Cider website. Yes. Like, she wants to try it.
I do like that.
Yeah, they're coming out with more products, too.
When they need summer products. All right. Well,
we're right up on the door of it. It's basically Summer's Eve.
Before you know it.
We're about to have a food fight.
When is Summer's Eve? Is that like the last day of spring? Is that when people douche?
Yeah.
Why are they?
The end of May.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll teach you this. Your Rise Guys headline. One headline.
Do they make balloons? They make canoes? Because I've heard people say.
Oh, cannons?
Yeah.
They have
bags.
Yeah, well, bags, I think, is like that's where they hang their hat on, is the bags. Mm-hmm. But canoes and I want to say dumpsters.
Yeah.
No, dumpsters are associated with the seed. You know,
so, oh, yeah, not the rum.
Or fire, you know.
Yep. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there are three huge thites in the world. I don't think so.
That was in Total Recall. All right, thank you, Paige. We're going to take a little break here. We're going to check our email, make sure we've not been fired. But if you're going to fire me on a Friday. Fire me on a Friday.
Not on a Monday.
And then I got to spend the rest of the week. But then on Friday, I said, well, I'll start looking on Monday.
Would you like a little taste?
I would. Yeah, nice little sampling of the FOF.
And I spent an hour cleaning up your You f***ing piece of shit. You just look for a f***ing Marine Corps flag in my front yard. Come get you an ass beating. I'd love to give you.
Oh, some awesome kid in my school, years ago, literally thought the Semper Fi flag, the snake on there, was a curled up turd.
Oh.
I know. Boy, he got a talking to by our school teacher.
I know.
Miss Hawkins, oh my God.
Not even supposed to say Semper Fi unless you're a Marine.
You know, I did not know that until like college.
Yeah.
But then I also was wearing a Desert Storm shirt. It was like a vintage shirt. I was like, hey, I'm hip, I'm cool, I'm wearing it. And then I realized it was a soldier shirt. And I was like, I shouldn't be wearing this.
No, you stole the Valor.
I bought it at Goodwill.
You bought
a dead man's clothes.
They sold Valor. How about that? What's worse, me buying it or them selling it? Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.